That's good. Do we have any other Alaska stories?
Yes, there is one. The ratio of men to women up there is about 2 to 1, and the women up there say, if you're looking for a man, the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
Yeah. If you're looking for a man, keep looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 68, The Alaska Story. Jerry Kernian, Dominic Conti, and I are performing The Complete History of America Abridged and the Bible, The Complete Word of God Abridged, in Washington, D.C. this week at the Shakespeare Company's Landsberg Theater. Brent Tubbs, Noah Brody, and Mark Farrell continue their epic journey and tour of Holland, performing Completely Hollywood Abridged this week. And also this week, we return to Alaska. Dustin Sullivan, Mick Orff, and Michael Faulkner performing all the great books abridged up in Alaska. And it's been a long time since we've been there, and we're thrilled to go back, and because we have so many stories from Alaska. So I called up Reed Martin, who is holding down the fort at the RSC HQ back in California, and has his own upcoming gig in San Francisco that we'll talk about in a future podcast. So I chatted with him. Reed Martin, I want to ask you to put on your memory cap, hop into the Wayback Machine, and take us back to Anchorage, Alaska. What year was it that all of this transpired?
It was 1990. It was the Reduced Shakespeare Company's first trip to Alaska, and we were in Anchorage. The Anchorage Concert Association brought us in. S.L. Wellen was our stage manager, and it